From a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this is My Worst Holiday, a podcast about your worst wedding, your worst funeral, your worst date, party, bachelor party, bachelorette party, mother-in-law story. Why the fuck isn't somebody talking about their mother-in-law? Everybody fucking hates their mother-in-law.
I don't have a wife anymore.
Oh, that's probably why. Yeah, divorce, that would do it.
Well, not technically, but almost.
Today we have a special guest. We have Drabil. Put the rest of your name.
You just butchered my name.
Bickerbots. Matt from Bickerbots.
I couldn't get his name right.
I couldn't get his podcast right. I did that for like 20 minutes.
And it's Bickerbots.
Bickerbots,
not
yeah.
Bickerbots.
Did I say Bicker again?
Yes, you did.
I'm just a fucking idiot.
Sorry, Matt from Bickerbots.
Matt, you're the best.
He had a good story, too.
Oh, he told a great story. That was awesome.
Yeah, it's a shame you fucked up his podcast name the whole time.
Yeah, well, you know, but no, I got it straight at the end, and then we gave him, like, some resounding reviews and stuff, so.
Right. Yeah.
For everyone listening at home, it's Jibril, J-I-B-R-I-L. And I'm gonna expect people to say it or spell it right.
I'm at
22 years of age, and people are trying to give me nicknames. I'd rather be called by the name I prefer.
Especially if
you know I do things around in the area that requires a title.
Do you have a last name, or are you like Prince?
Yeah, I'm just like Prince. No. When I'm publishing, it's always gonna be like JQ Church.
JQ Church.
Yes,
okay.
It's so much easier. It's fluid, and it sounds better when you're reading it.
Right.
You know, especially when it goes on with writing, it sounds more professional. But if we're meeting out in public someplace, I'd rather hear the name Jibril instead of JQ or any iteration of my name.
Oh, awesome.
And in honor of our earlier guest this week, we are all drinking Foster's.
Yep.
Australian for beer.
Australian for beer. Mugsy.
And he's still alive, so we don't have to pour any out.
Yeah, exactly. Get a Foster's ad with this.
Yeah.
Well, he's 27 years old, and he had a heart attack.
Yeah, no pressure. So, yeah. And there was no substances involved.
Look how big the can is.
Yeah, they actually call it the oil can.
Yeah.
Is what they call it.
You get your money's worth when you get a Foster's.
Exactly.
They should just call it the Mamba can. Look how thick and big that thing is.
Yeah, it is. That's a big old Mamba. So you work here locally? You work for the college?
I did work for the college for a while.
He works for everywhere.
Yeah, I work for everyone. You need somebody, I'm your guy.
All right.
You know, if you ever watch the Boondocks, I'm Uncle Ruckus for you.
Oh. Yeah, you know, Uncle Ruckus. Boondocks.
But no, officially I'm at a social kitchen, and that's mostly where I'm working all the time. And every once in a while I'll be helping out at GameStop, you know, doing the grind at forcing someone to play a game or forcing them out of their games.
Oh, awesome.
We don't do that there. you are making the conscious decision to sell your games and buy something.
How about this, Travis? You're not even the first GameStop employee as a guest. Suck it.
Yeah. Travis, I hope you're listening.
Who's a GameStop employee?
He is.
I thought you said this not the first.
But he would be the first.
Oh, he would be the first. Yes. Yeah, Travis was... That Travis. Yeah. Yeah.
Put the scotch away.
Right.
Don't you.
Here we go again.
Don't you tell me.
Here we go again. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you all to the second lost episode. I'm like, Ginger, I go, you want to come back on the podcast? She's like, why?
I lost two.
And she had great stories.
Yeah, she did.
Different stories for each one.
Oh,
and we lost them.
We lost them both.
Yeah. She's the black hole of podcasting.
There you go. All right, man. Line us up with your a story.
Okay.
So he's got some stories. He's got some poetry. We got a fun filled.
You know a little backstory how I met him, because you know we're all close knit family here. I was at the comic book shop, Metropolis Comics.
Yeah, that was on free comic book day.
Oh, okay.
And I ran into him, and he told me he was a science fiction writer, which I'm like, you need to come on our podcast. And then he's like, I go, you know, and I explained the premise of it, and he's like, well, how dirty can you get? I'm like, already we want you on the podcast.
Just the question
alone.
Exactly,
yes. I've got stories.
Because as soon as you ask that question, it's like, yes, we want you on.
Like worst relationships or worst meeting with somebody.
I want.
Okay, we'll start with that one and I'll work our way around. This one was a few years back.
Try not to jump on the punchline, Mark. We've had stories along this line.
All right. we I was dating this girl for a while, and like most of our relationship was just physical and sexual.
Yeah.
And I had
the two best kinds,
physical and sexual. I like both.
Yeah, that's the best kind, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Big fun. I like sexual but non-physical.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to play on that. The physical aspect is just like very clingy and touchy. But the whole aspect of this was just like a very sexual relationship. It really wasn't like a boyfriend girlfriend kind of thing like she wanted it to be. It just got like really sexual.
Right, right.
So like every time we hang out, it was just, you know, hoping.
So like more your way than her way.
No, it was actually a lot of what she wanted to do. I was very much inexperienced compared to this girl.
Oh,
all right. So,
well, you know.
Yeah, so like we're at her place. At her place. Her mom's like in the living room, and we're having some fun in her bedroom, and I had just started to finger this girl.
Yeah.
And she's getting real into it, and I just, you know, got her off a few times. Right. And at that last one, her father comes in to the house, and she's panicking because she's butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm over here with, like, my hands are completely wet and just completely covered in her filth. And
I'll need this name afterwards.
And she's panicking. She's like, what are we going to do? My father's here. He's going to want to meet you. My mom's going to say you're here. And I was just like, well, let me go wash my hands first. Right. So I can be better prepared to meet your father. So she dips into the closet that's right next to the door so she can get dressed. And as soon as I reach for the door swings open. Here goes her father.
Yeah.
And she's like, he says to me, hello, you must be Jabril. And he's like, I've heard a lot about you. You're dating my daughter. It's finally great to meet you. And he sticks his hand out. And I'm just, now I'm hyperventilating, and I'm kind of like freaking out on the inside, and she comes out of the closet immediately, and she sees his hand just sticking out.
In slow motion.
And
it just was,
no. And she's freaking out. It's all over her face, and her dad's just laughing. Her dad's laughing, and I just go over there and say, what the hell? I shake this man's hand. Nice and firm with the hand I was just using on his dog. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so he even notices it right away. He pulls his hand away after giving me a firm shake, and he's like, strong handshake. Hand's a little wet though, and he's like, must be all that lotion. So he threw some black shade on me. Like he made a black joke on me. Well, the joke was on you, sir. That was your daughter's, you know, filth all over your hand. Well, you know, it was great meeting him and everything. He's a great guy, and, you know, I've always wanted to tell him.
What's your intentions? Well, I just finger-banged your daughter, sir, so.
You might want to wash your hands. Wash your face.
He's a nice guy, but his hand smells like his daughter's pussy.
Yeah, you might as well wash your hands. Don't cook and start licking your fingers.
What are we having for supper tonight, KFC?
Yeah.
Here's the big kicker out of it, too. I really wanted to tell him. I never did.
Yeah.
But, you know, I started going to IV, and I realized he's one of the professors, and I had to see.
No.
And, yeah. I was this close from taking one of his classes, and then I realized who it was, and I was like, oh, God, the pressure's on.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him all the time more than I have to and just remember.
You'd have to lick your palms and stuff to make it act like you have sweaty palms.
Yeah, all the time, so he doesn't get suspicious and be like, asking about, like, his daughter and me and, like, if you guys still talk, and I'm like, well, after that time, I fingered your daughter and met you for the first time. It kind of went downhill.
He still two fingers underneath his nose.
Exactly. Sir,
does this smell like your wife?
I still find it hilarious how he threw a black joke at me, and the joke was really on him.
Wow. Okay, well.
That's the way to start it.
That's fine. Yeah.
See? Didn't they tell you he had a story?
Yeah, way to light the candle. That's
Oh, it just gets worse from here, because a couple more are about her.
Is that right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's just one of those relationships where it was just everything you guys did was crappy.
Yeah.
And we're telling your friends and laughing about it well after the fact, after it terrorized you for a little bit.
Right, right.
So.
And that's our podcast in a nutshell, folks.
Okay. That's how we do things.
Top that story, Sakurka. I farted in a room full of people. Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, you're a badass.
I mean, it could be, like, even worse. Like, she could have farted while I finger banged her.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Dave Chappie's watching. Maybe you ought to tell Hank he's out of the running now. You should just hear what happened here. So,
hey, Chappie, we're drinking beer for you.
Hey, Chappie, here's to you, brother.
Salute.
Salute.
Okay, so the next one. was like the first time she and I ever hung out.
All right.
And we meet up at a park. I'm thinking I'm just hanging out with this girl and getting to know her and, you know, starting off our relationship right.
Right.
A nice public place.
In a nice public place. And, no, I realized how much of an exhibitionist she was, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly. She was all about, you know, having fun in public.
Yeah.
She into older guys? Asking for a friend.
She's one of those, like, really prissy, stuck-up girls that started dating older guys as soon as she got into college.
Oh, is that right?
So, like, much older guys, and it's just...
I'm mature. Watch me fuck the old guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got a chance.
Oh, yeah. Mark, I need a pipe.
Need a pipe.
So we, so it gets down to the nitty gritty, and she starts giving me a hand job in the park.
In the park.
Like in the middle of the park. It's broad daylight out.
She's spitting and gripping.
Yeah.
All right.
It wasn't something I was expecting. At first, it was like a hard no, and I was like, we're in public.
It's a hard something.
Dear penthouse. Dear penthouse, I never thought it would happen to me.
It was ridiculous, you know, because it went on for a good, like, maybe 10 minutes, and then she started sucking my dick. Oh. And that's when I realized how horrible she was at it, too.
Oh,
and
no.
And I'm just like, oh, my God, this isn't the first time I've ever had head before, too.
Oh, first time.
Yeah, and she, like I said, I was a very good kid. Yeah. I didn't really do much. I had older siblings that would tell me their little stories and fiascos, so kind of pushed me away from starting at a young age. And... Mm. She was just so terrible, and all my friends were telling me, like, the first time you get head, it's awesome. And
The first time that was mine, like, is never better. I mean, it's always better now.
Yeah.
giving or receiving. And that's how Mr. Holliday sucked his first cock. You know, it's been like two podcasts since we got into that.
According to my stepfather, you're not gay if you're the giver.
Huh?
If you're not, if you're the one that's giving,
we all know that
you're not gay.
That's we all know that every date that starts with is a good date.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it just gets worse from there because it went on for 20 minutes and I started to go soft.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get her to stop, and all we hear above us, because we're sitting on the ground and like above us is like a stage.
Yeah.
Is a little boy running across, and he jumps down from the stage in front of us and sprints off.
Yeah.
And his mom's right directly behind. So I'm over here trying to situate myself so she doesn't see anything. And my mom just glares as she walks by because she's probably seen it all. She probably watched it when trying to get her son not to come over here. She's
probably
and he
done
did
it
anyway. So we like immediately left. We were in the car and we had people that are now like starting to drive by the park and circle the park and look into the park.
Go through
the parking lot where we're parked and then stare inside the car. I'm like, did she just...
She checked in on Facebook.
She checked
Billy,
in.
Billy, no, don't go. No.
We're at Matheson watching a guy get head.
Oh, yeah. So I left
Activity
after that.
Watching.
I left after that, and it just struck me very, very hard that she would be so terrible at giving head.
Ugh.
It was just that terrible that I called my best friend. I was like, look at him. I think I'm going gay. He's all serious. Like, bro, I didn't realize that. What happened? And I said to him, I'm just like, I had gotten the worst head of my life. You know what? When you know what happened, and he's all serious now, man. I don't know how you could have gotten some really bad head.
Yeah.
She bit my dick.
Yeah.
That's what she did to me.
That's why
it was bad.
She bit you.
She bit me the first time she actually put it in her mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it was like grinding my dick in sandpaper
because
she kept using her teeth.
Ugh.
See, now I find that most slutty girls are horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's volume, not quality.
It's the girls that actually don't really do much with multiple people that are like more into being with one person that actually.
I had a girl
do
with braces. She scratched me.
Oh. Oh my God! But you know what? She
you're brave.
Had bit
just
me.
Put your dick there.
Huh?
You're you know. I've seen James Bond. I know what Jaws looked like.
Did she get a mouthful of like pubes too? Since she had braces?
Yeah. No, basically. I don't know how she scratched me, but she did.
She was picking out her mouth for the next hour when she got home.
She's just a lovely girl. One of the best people. But oh boy, that was bad.
That was my first hand job and blow job that was just absolutely horrible.
Well, I'm glad you got over that stigma though and continued to get them.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
Hey, do you have you?
Maybe. No.
She actually did just ruin
that before.
She ruined it for like 2 years.
No way.
She ruined it. I honestly thought it would be always terrible.
Always like that.
Yeah, because it wasn't the one time she gave head or gave a hand job. She promised she would get
I never.
She was seasoned.
Like, she just never got better no matter what. And she was always willing to try, and it just seemed to get
worse.
Did you
tell her what to do?
Oh, yes, I did. I was like, if you're going to do this, at least let me tell you what you're supposed to do and work on it. She was telling me she was actively watching porn just to get her, you know, her form right.
Right.
And I was like, how? You have a big ass mouth.
I don't know how you did.
Yeah, you have a big ass mouth. How are you grinding?
She had thin lips. I mean,
no, she had big lips. Okay. She had a big mouth. She could open her mouth wide. And I was so confused. And I was just like, why are you biting and grinding?
Let me tell you how this works. Maybe one of your friends knows how to do it really well. Let's bring her and you can watch.
Yeah,
let's
bring her in.
Bring your friend.
Exactly.
Please let her fix your mistake.
I don't want to do this. I'm doing this for you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she did it that bad that I had called my best friend Adam and told him, like,
you're a fucking liar, man.
I should go gay. And he was serious and worked with
me. Fabulous.
And he's like, I can't see you as a gay man. You have done literally. He's like, you've taught me literally everything of how to please a female. And you were trying to tell me you're gay. And he's like, I can't believe that. And he's like, without you, I wouldn't have successful relationships or be getting any pussy. And I'm just like, you know what? You're right. And it was like the best pep talk I got. I was like, you're right, Adam.
You're right.
I could never suck a dick. And he's like, wait a minute.
I'm going to get back out there now.
He goes, wait a minute. He's like, you were contemplating sucking dick?
Him going through that speech like in Saturday Night Live.
I just picture him in an 80s montage at this point. Like, no.
You're the best at it, doggone it. You're good.
Around. Nobody's ever going to bring it down. She's the best around.
He's masturbating to that song.
He's like, you thought about actually giving another guy head? And I was like, no, but that's just like an example. Yeah, I was like, if I were to be gay, I was like,
watch
I need to learn to
do
this.
Watch how you do this, honey.
And you know, it never got better.
Maybe you could go to like the gay bar and like just practice on a gay dude or something. Like, watch, honey, you watch this.
You watch
this. This is the way it happens.
A man knows how to do it.
Exactly.
It was
like Tim Allen said, "Hey, don't grab my ears. I know what I'm doing."
She was just absolutely terrible. It did ruin that, like the whole, you know, head or hand job for a couple years, just because of how terrible it was.
That's hilarious. That's two good ones about the same chick. There you go. I hope she never watches this. She's gonna have a fucking complex.
I hope she doesn't. Yeah. She did not let me move on when we broke up. It was like a full year before I finally got back and got her to stop interfering in my relationship.
But if you do, ma'am, your counterpoint is more than welcome on My Worst Holiday.
Absolutely. You are. If you know who he's talking about, you
have her come
that
on.
Person.
Have her come on. We'll be ready.
I still got to see her father on campus.
I'll make sure he gets one of our cards.
Yeah.
You're just going to just start.
He's probably watching Facebook Live. Who's M.W. Holiday?
He's live. Batman cover.
That looks like
that. On your investigation.
Yeah.
That looks like that young man with the sweaty palms. Oh, wait, those weren't
those
sweaty palms.
Those aren't sweaty palms.
And he's gonna
he's gonna be like, what?
You ever see a haunted house with Marlon Wayans?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, where he found out he got an STD, so he's scrubbing himself.
Oh yeah.
With bleach and ammonia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be him right now. Just with, lighting his hand on fire to purify it.
Just chopping that fucking hand off. It's no good to me anymore. Damn, it was my writing hand.
I think he is right-handed, too. So
well, yeah. Well,
as well.
You know what? Like, in everybody's defense, like, if you've ever shaken hands with another man, which all of us have, we've all used that same hand to jerk off with. So always remember that. You're shaking hands with a hand that has recently been jerking himself off.
Well, so. I mean, sometimes there are people who decide to use their non-dominant hand. Like, it's
the stranger.
Weird. Yeah, the stranger.
The stranger.
Where you sit on your hand.
Yeah,
and make
no, that's just ridiculous.
You've never tried it?
I never tried it. No.
You're missing out.
he's lying.
Guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
You're going to sit on it for like 15, 20 minutes, make sure it goes pretty numb, and then try it out.
That's better.
It's literally a stranger like the first time. Like it's not like using your dominant hand. You're done in 45 seconds because you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Apparently, I just need to hang out in the park with you.
If there's one thing I know my way around me.
Exactly. You just know your way around.
I do. Around myself.
Are those high expectations for the women out there? They're like, how can I make it go faster? You don't know how to make it.
Yeah, you don't know how to
do it like I do.
Yeah, exactly.
45 seconds.
I'll do this. Clean, flat. And I don't and I don't bitch later and say it happens to me all the time. I don't do that.
This has spun horribly off.
I can't believe I did this quick. It happens. You know me.
And that's why Mrs. Holiday just unsubscribed to this podcast.
She was like, well, I'm not taking notes from this podcast.
Exactly.
She's going to make you sleep on the couch.
All right, man. Well, let's get a little classy here. Let's see if we can get a little classy.
You just told us about the stranger. How much classier do you want?
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure they did.
Well, you said you had some poetry.
Yes. There is some poetry in the work here.
Is this your phone?
No.
Whose phone's this?
Whose little phone is that?
That's an old one that we had.
Look at you, you ritzy fuck. Roses are red, violets are blue. When I'm in the park, don't use your teeth.
Yeah.
It doesn't rhyme much, but.
Or I won't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you use your teeth, I won't fuck. Roses are red, violets are blue. If you use your teeth, I won't fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Because you never know if that's how your vagina is going to be, too.
Was her vagina gritty? Did you have to spit on it?
I mean, she's not a 70-year-old woman. You don't have to spit on it.
I don't get the porns where they're spitting on it. That's just disgusting to me.
What?
The porns where they'll spit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I don't see, like, anything good out of, like, all that spitting. Or, like, the really sloppy kind of blowjob where it's, like, you can hear the nastiness of it.
Or where she's, like, you know, they're just putting their pecker in them and they're like, ah! It's like, come on. Come on, that dude's, like, an inch bigger than me. Nobody's screaming.
She's
the only way they're screaming is if it's like in a third grade.
Listen to Jay trying to brag.
Yeah.
He's bragging now, and then he gets someone like Remy LaCroix and just can't handle it.
Yeah.
You guys don't even know who Remy LaCroix
Mark's
is.
Mark's Googling it right now.
No,
All right, let's all look at our phones.
Okay, right, sorry, I had to do that for a second.
I'm pulling up the poetry.
That was work, so I had to look at it. So.
Yeah, I'm pulling up some of the poetry. We asked to go a little classier than the stranger.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you need a little more light? A little more light there?
You're going to make
the
me glossy?
The stranger.
I'm going to make you very glossy. Look at this.
That's what
the
is
most shiniest.
Ironically, his poem.
Too bad you can't see my keyboard. I was going to start doing this. Ebony and ivory.
Well, I'm no longer like Ebony with this light.
Ironically, his first poem Onyx. Is... His first poem is called The Stranger.
Yeah, there's a poem called The Stranger, and it does have a happy ending.
I think that I shall never see.
That's awesome.
The first poem that I am going to read is called Concrete Flower.
Concrete Flower.
Yeah, the Concrete Flower. If you've ever heard of Concrete Rose, it's a poem by Tupac. It's like four lines, and he says, like, have you ever heard of a rose that grew from the concrete? And it just ends with two more lines after that. It's super short and sweet. That's what I heard was like a flower growing out of the concrete. So that was my concept, my metaphor, was to elaborate on that. But I never started off where he started or ended.
All right. So, get a little bit closer in here so we can, if you want to.
So you've never been shot in Las Vegas is what you're saying?
No. I've handled guns, but I have not.
Get a little bit closer. Put the mic up like
close. Like a dick.
Like a dick. Yeah, like you're going to suck that thing. So there you go.
All right.
Stranger in the park.
Well, she's watching.
I doubt that.
She can
turn up
take notes of the first blowjob that I'd ever give.
Okay.
It'd probably be just as worse as she did. Indefinite petals fall from a concrete flower.
each petal a tear. Yet the environment gives no comfort, a withering stem of a faulty root support, the structured root ground deep, rotten from within. You ask about the flower that won't grow from its roots. You say the flower has what it needs to survive, food to grow a few times of the month, learning life as days go by. You say it has no reason to fail, to shine beautiful as a true flower does. Yet we don't ask why its life's so short, despite being a concrete flower. Imprinted by headstrong boots from all that follow, weakening each life it holds. We don't ask why it feels purposeless, withdrawn and forced to live bounded. Why it must remain cold while the true flower grows. No fruit from the ambrosia that the true flower gets. Or why each branch of roots tend to break its own support. The roots recede and the yellow dims. There is no life for a concrete flower.
Ooh. Yeah, the snapping. The snapping. Bring it in. Bring it in. Because, you know, if we have a dance routine, we have to do jazz hands, too.
That is officially more culture than we've ever had
on
here.
That is absolutely the most culture that's ever been on my worst holiday.
Literally, that's if you could not catch on to that, that's just literally, you know, somebody who comes from nothing or just lives in a impoverished environment that cannot seem to have the same kind of education, the same kind of growth, the same kind of support that a normal person would have just in regular communities, like out in this area.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of students that come up with so much and have a head start in life.
Right.
Compared to those who don't and have to work twice or even triple, even quadruple the amount of work just to even have a tenth of what that person has.
But wow.
We're never talking about that. We're never asking why. We're never even coming up with solutions. That's what that poem was definitely about.
Wow. That's awesome. That was fantastic. Poetry's better when you gotta explain it to us.
That's why we stick to limericks.
Exactly. There once was a man from Nantucket.
Yeah.
No, that was beautiful, man. That was fantastic.
Once was a lady from Ecuador.
I do, but for some reason, my word processor decided to kick me out, so I'm trying to get back into it.
Who was the chick?
Oh, that's my girlfriend.
Is that right?
Yes.
How come she's not here?
Toothy?
No. This is a different girl who's much better and
gummy.
Much more
gummy.
Sophisticated. Sweet and kind. I have no bad stories to tell. There's no bad stories or any stories that
wait
are like worth
divorced.
Telling on here. No, but
Ma lives in the Section 8 housing already, though, right? Okay.
Hey, it's Chaffee.
Fuck you, Corey. Heavy C giving me shit. Peace, brother.
Oh, Heavy C.
Oh, Heavy C. No, my niece Michelle's watching. My sister-in-law Raylee is watching. They're like giving thumbs up. And
I'd like to give Dustin a shout out for that picture of him with blonde hair.
Oh my gosh! You know who he looked like? He looked like Stuart from Mad TV.
You know what? I appreciated the Mo Howard haircut.
Yeah. Oh, that's what, you ever seen Stuart on Mad TV?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop! I want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, but Dustin couldn't kick his leg like that.
He was carrying in that he had a thing of deodorant,
and a gym T-shirt,
and a D&D book.
Yeah. Yeah. He was beating a pussy off with the book. Yeah. We think.
They're called a succubus, dumbass.
I'm gonna roll my dice on you.
I got 20 fucking hit points.
So that was Merkel.
No, bad. So any of you guys got any questions out there? Ask away.
That it kicks me off of Hotmail. Yeah, just in the middle of like.
Mermaids that you have Hotmail. Yeah, Hotmail still goes.
What's Hotmail?
Well, I mean, it's quite hot. So there's women that are your mail.
Is that right?
Yeah, Daily Mail of just
hot mail. Oh, I get it. You are gay.
You know what's the best job in the world, though? One of the best perks is.
You think every gay guy had Hotmail?
When you work, when you
what?
Yeah. when you work at GameStop,
what about AOL?
I could be Google or Google.com or Hotmail.com. Sold.
When you worked at GameStop, you had to get people's emails all the time.
Yeah.
And you would get, like, this basement dweller, and he'd be like, hot stud 48. You know, it's like, what?
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's an old email. Sorry
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, and this guy's like 42. Pussy destroyed 69. And Hotmail.
Hotmail. Pussy destroyer.
Hot rod.
It's 12-inch hot rod pussy destroyer. That's yeah. what it was.
12-inch hot rod pussy destroyer at hotmail.com. Trying to listen, but not let the kids hear. Megan Dave. Oh, my niece. Okay. Do not let my
let them listen. They'll learn things. They'll learn
Sorry,
about the stranger.
I came in late. Who do you have on tonight? Jabril?
Jabril. Yes.
Don't ask Mark, because he has no clue whatsoever.
Did I say Jabril right?
Jabril,
that's what I said.
Jabril.
Okay, that's what I said. This is Jabril Church.
Yeah, we'll get there.
He's awesome.
Plenty of fun stories.
Or JQ. Did you hear about the finger banging one? Rewind.
Rewind. Go back.
Or JQ Church, if you're reading a science fiction.
Yep. JQ yes. Church. He's a poetry. Science fiction writer.
At the college at IVCC, we have out in the A building on 300. They will be in the first like lobby area where the offices are. The first one there, there'll be a stack of books, and those are called the River Currents. The River Currents is a literary magazine for the students on campus who have poetry, creative works,
really?
Artwork, or photography that they want to publish.
Oh, that's amazing.
Is that right?
That's really nice.
No, we should connect with some of these guys.
That's the great thing.
Like
is
Jabril.
That,
we'll go steal one.
Okay.
That's one thing that I want to do with Social Kitchen is try to promote some of those people who do art, because we put their artwork,
oh, we do
put artwork and stuff like that in there.
We're a big fan.
And
which reminds me,
we're
of
trying
Paul
to get White Trash Peg on. Because we just haven't been able to.
You know Peg?
Yes.
Everybody
comes
knows Peg.
In all the time.
Yeah, we just haven't had a Dalshawn Maru.
We've just had.
He's a comedian. He's watching us tonight.
We're bad luck with Peg because
we've
tried to have
tried
her twice.
Several
and
times.
She's had two funerals.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel bad. I'm
That's
almost,
nuts.
I'm almost hesitant to book
yes,
her
Corey,
again.
I would like a chocolate covered pretzel. I've always wanted a chocolate covered pretzel.
Are you kidding me?
What's that?
It literally logged in and then booted me out again.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
They realized that I wasn't here for the men.
Is that right? Why is he saying poetry? Hey, gang. Hey, Longfellow.
Yes, if you go into A building at the college, there'll be three different ones. The tannish-looking one will be from this year, selection that we had. I'll have five publications in there. Two of them will be creative work for fiction, and then one will be nonfiction, and then two for poetry.
And see, Kepper can't get those because he's not allowed within 40 yards of any school.
And we're back, so I have it all up here.
All right.
Yes. So it let me in this time. I was like, all right, we'll give you another chance.
That's nice.
Could just be... It's the Wi-Fi we're streaming and everything, so it just could be that.
It could be, yeah, that's right. It probably is. Do you have 4G or?
No. I just use the Wi-Fi. I don't have any data.
This here. One's by Pussy Destroyer 69.
Yes, exactly.
Are you on Google Docs? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm on Hotmail. That's what.
Oh,
it
you're
is.
On Hotmail.
Yeah, I can literally go on just like the regular .com and actually open it up.
Oh, can you go to the regular.com?
Yeah, okay. You can literally go on
right, well,
.com and open it.
There's Google, so just go to the regular.com.
Oh, gosh, I'm going to start the typing and there's porn. No.
Marcy says .swallows.com.
Jesus. So. Okay. Right. For now, I'm just going to go off here, and then if it boots me, I'll log into that. So this one is called Soon Van Africa. Soon Van Africa is Swahili for Son of Africa. This was during the first time
so
I...
So that was Africa, right?
Like Toto?
Like Africa, Africa.
I bless the rains down in Africa. We know Africa.
Yeah. No.
Gonna take a little time. Okay, go ahead.
This was over a year ago when I was deciding to submit for IVCC's Martin Luther King Writing Contest. The contest was like a compilation of people, not even a compilation, but it was submissions from all works of civil rights. But we were in competition with each other, so the following year, I actually worked that out.
Killed the white people.
No, no. It was literally like, you can have LGBT rights.
Okay, you ever okay. see C before?
Yeah, you cannot write anything like that and have it be cleared. Like, that would immediately get, like, kicked out of the submission, yeah. and then, like, someone would actually go and talk to you about that. Like, what were you thinking submitting that? Were you really trying to, like, change it up? Like, because they, after, I changed my my poem right before the event, so they had no idea I made changes to it.
Yeah.
Because I was really upset that I took last place, and it was, like, ties for, like, first, second, and third. So there was about 9 people in there. Yeah. Actually, there was 10. There was 10 people who placed, and I took last. And I was the only one who talked about Black history during Black History Month for a Martin Luther King's writing contest. The rest of it was...
You have got to listen to the dollop, dude. I'm telling you, you've got to listen to the dollop.
I was so mad over it, and, like, I heard a lot of, you know, what people are talking about. It was very relevant, very heartwarming to, you know, hear their stories and what they wanted to talk about. But it was like, I took last place for a Black History Month event for Martin Luther King. And, like, what tied in first place?
A white guy named Kirk.
What tied in first place?
Hey, his mother says he has a lot of soul. Okay? You leave Kirk alone. Kirk has soul.
What tied in first place was an art. It wasn't really an article. It was more like an essay for disabilities, and it was well written. It was for this.
I think to him being all politically nice.
It was no. It really was
piece
really
of
good.
Shit article.
No. It was for this government class that he took, so he had to, like, treat it like it was a case study.
Oh, okay.
And you know, it was well thought out and put in together, and it was perfect. Then we got this intersectional Boring. Feminist bullshit. And if you don't know what intersectional feminism is, it's where you literally seclude, like, one race of feminism into, like, the glory of feminism, and it was just, like, a white feminist type of poem.
Yeah.
And the way it would sound that way is where there's a thing for these intersectional feminists where they talk about all
there's
the
so many
civil rights
there.
And the things that only
feminism.
White women are going through when it comes okay. to women.
Oh, okay.
And they'll talk about that and advocate for that, but they'll want, you know, women of color to advocate for that, but they're going through their own struggles that white women have already defeated.
Right.
And it's, you know, the first women's march that was done, that was, like, intersectional, it was all white women. It was saying, they had picket signs that said, hey, white women, wake up.
Right. White women, wake
yeah,
up.
White yeah. women, yeah. wake up, because Donald Trump
Do you know how
became
you're
president.
Being oppressed?
Yeah. That was yeah. called the Get Back in the Kitchen march.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, all of these women of color are upset about this, and it was called the Intersectional Feminist March.
Oh, okay.
So that's the type of vibe that came off of this poem with the things it was talking about. Then there was one line that said, we're all in this together.
Shout
Let's
out to
do
all
this
my
together.
intersectional feminist friends.
We're all in this together.
Yeah. Oh, one
Except
of them.
For you.
It was, we're all in this together. Let's do it together. And I'm just like, she did not just go there.
Yeah.
She did not just go there after, like, going on a tangent of things that only, like, are affecting the working class of white women.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, we had other, like, feminists that are of color that were super upset by this.
Right.
Super upset. They didn't like that, but...
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the poem,
like,
Soon Van
I'm
Africa.
I'm, like, sliding this back and forth. I'm like, fuck.
What I like about movements like feminism and yeah. you get, like, is there's certain pockets of them and just hate each other. That's my favorite part.
I took a feminist class. We learned about the proper feminists.
White dick. Women admit that they are just the worst.
Yeah. This professor was great, though.
This is David Chaffee, man. He looks at all aspects of, like, all things. He's, like, fucking... You got to listen to some of his shit. He's crazy.
Literally.
All right.
Yeah.
So soon,
yeah, literally, he's that shit crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, we love Chaffee.
I still love you, though.
We still love you, Chaffee. If you're ever in America, you can come and live with Mark.
So, Soon Van Africa. Let's go into it now.
All right. So say the title again.
Soon Van Africa.
Soon Van Africa.
Africa with a K and not a C.
Okay, and this is Swahili?
Yeah, that's in Swahili.
Okay, awesome.
So you're spelling it like Africa Bambita.
What?
He was a rapper. Learn your history, mister. Look, if you're not going to know Black Panther.
Ali Bumbaya. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it. All right, color. What is the definition of color? Is it a hue to which an artist learns, or is it what we use to label one another? Color, which is misused and mistreated, Delegations of all colors fumed and unappreciated. Culture is robbed, stripped naked of its youth. But if you're brown, does it mean it was taken from you? A black boy learning his new disposition. Living in a white man's world is the first transition. How do you think it makes me feel being labeled a monster based off my skin's hue? Being told I should perm my hair because it's a mess. Pulling and tugging my African hair hurts. A teacher turning a blind eye to racial bullying. Being the subject to disciplinary mulling. Coining a term called white silence. It's when a white person gets away with violence. But the only colored kid gets a negative highlight. You ask me to speak about my people's situation, but you silence me and place me behind the privileged white people who complain about their nation. My pleas and cries covered as lies as annotation, telling me I should be grateful for my emancipation. Well, let me tell you something. We freed ourselves. You just made it a law. Growing older, I only knew it would worsen. A white old woman clutching her person. These dark times, we dare to wonder what is missing. Reporting to the world, yet nobody of authority cares to listen. I am Soon Van Africa. You may oppress me, but I stand as Africa. Africa will rise up strong. There is a higher stand to which we belong. No, it won't be long. Independence and equality for Soon Van Africa.
Fantastic. That was awesome, man. Well written. Well read.
I think I rewrote that 5 times.
Yeah.
I rewrote that 5 times, and it was like a ridiculous amount of work trying to perfect that kind of poem. To not make it sound anywhere near as a racial attack on some a race, but more like an understanding mm-hmm. of what it's like to grow up in an area like this.
There's your balance. There's your balance is trying to get a message out without trying to be an offensive message.
Yeah.
And that balance can't be easy.
Yeah, it's never easy.
That can't be something that is just so...
Especially in today's society, because everybody's so offended. Hypersensitive.
Yeah.
And
we
talked a little bit before we even started this with the whole...
So the hypersensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
There are double standards, though.
Oh, sure. Sure.
You know, To me, everybody calls President Trump a racist. We're going to get deep. Everybody calls President Trump a racist.
That was part of the KKK.
But the irony to me, though, is when Louis Farrakhan's calling President Trump a racist or Al Sharpton.
What?
What was it? I'm trying to remember what the...
Well, the problem is an ultra-right and an ultra-left.
Right.
You don't need an ultra.
Yeah,
This is as much politics as we're going to talk about. This is as political as
we're
going to
get. What's the 3 P's? Because I was telling someone the 3 P's. We don't talk about pedophilia.
Pedophilia, prejudice.
Prejudice and politics.
And politics.
Boy, we broke 2 of those tonight. All right, so let's talk about a nice hot 12-year-old. And then we go out of the way.
That's awesome. All right, well, we've had some poetry. We've had a story. Let's line us up with another story. We've had two poems. Give us another story.
Another dirty story.
Doesn't have to be dirty.
Doesn't have to be
dirty. Normally is here for some reason. We just don't.
We're all about it.
Exactly. It's not like I say, from the room next to my bathroom, say fuck a lot.
Titillate Dave Chaffee.
Sure.
No, that's all right. Take your time.
I figured at times like this,
I go, stretch, Jay, stretch, stretch.
I was just opening it. Because we're still on just my work and what I do. I'm not going to read any of
beavers,
the articles.
Animals or pussies? Go. Just go.
In the comment section.
So
this is one of my favorite stories. I'm not going to read the entire thing, of course, but I'm going to read just a couple.
You don't have to read. Just...
Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's...
Just flow.
No, the first couple paragraphs sets the tone for it. That's what I wanted to read and talk about.
Yeah.
Yoda's in it. Yoda has the wisdom that we all need.
Tell us all.
From a thing he's reading, he is.
So a lot of my work will start with... my creative work will start with metaphors.
Oh, okay.
So this one started...
Tell us about your work.
It started with Sometimes Fish Run.
Sometimes Fish Run.
Yeah, that was the
metaphor. They don't have legs, right?
The ones in Africa do.
Oh, there's flying fish. There's flying fish too. That when they're skipping across the water, they'll be. It's technically called running.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So that was the start for the metaphor was sometimes fish run to do extraordinary things. And that's an extraordinary thing to find out, like, holy shit, a fish can actually run.
A fish is they can an actually animal fly. That lives in a brook.
Yeah, they can actually fly. They can
read
run.
A book.
Well, he couldn't read, so. It wasn't the fish that wrote this story.
Okay.
It was a 12-year-old boy.
A 12-year-old boy. All right.
No. Named Dave Vigoda.
Did he look old then, too?
Who was a fish?
He was a fish. Oh, I get that. Hey, kids, that's a Barney Miller reference. If you don't know who that is, it's because you're fucking young and we're real fucking old.
But Barney Miller is hilarious.
Barney Miller was hilarious.
Just Google.
Rob Glass died, though, so.
Just Google Barney Miller hash brownies.
Hash brownies.
So sometimes Fish Run is about a professor at a high school. He's considered a professor with all the work he's done. He's got his doctorate.
Yeah.
And he's done well for the high school as well.
Yeah.
As far as reaching out and providing, you know, starting.
Shout him out. You're not saying bad things about him. Tell he's doing a good thing.
This is a fictional character.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's a fictional character.
Whatever the fuck he wants about a fictional character.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, this piece of shit here.
This guy.
You know, this.
Just listen, Scotchy.
Yeah, the professor had done well to raise money for the school and provide for students and make sure students had someone to go to.
Okay.
So he was a person who actually cared, which I'm going to be honest. And my personal experience with faculty members growing up, there were very, very, very few teachers and staff members that actually cared about students. There's a lot of them that just didn't give a shit that you're getting bullied or stuff's happening to you, and they just shrug it off and let it happen.
Okay.
But this teacher's not like that, so he's one of those fishes that can fly, that run and do extraordinary things.
Oh, okay.
So he's reaching out to the communities, you know, providing for students. So this is his story at the end, where he's being investigated for sexually assaulting a underage student.
Oh,
you understand from his position, he did not do that. He was the person that she confided into, and that he was having meetings with her, and like she would go into his office whenever she needed to escape from the bullying, because what happened to her was at a party, she was assaulted by, of course, a jock.
Yeah.
And this is something that needs to be addressed. That, you know, there are jocks out there who are getting away with this kind of shit.
I'm not sure what you mean.
There's jocks that are actually, you know, assaulting women and their girls in their school, and because of who they are, because of their status,
right,
they're getting away with this kind
of
stuff.
They're getting away with it, yeah.
Because of who they are, because they're needed. They're the quarterback or, you know, the star of the basketball team.
Yeah.
And he's not the only one, because his friends were there. Two of his friends held her down, and there was a couple of girls that were watching out for it and letting this happen.
Oh.
So they spread the rumors and everything like that, and it was like it was getting close because there was an investigation. It was getting close that the evidence was piling up on the students, and the teacher was helping find the evidence as well. And most of the evidence was on his phone, and the students found out and took his phone and made the girl disappear, so to speak.
Oh.
But it was right after that the teacher and the student actually had a public fight at the school. Like, they were screaming at each other.
Right.
So it looked like, it very well looked like that he was the one that did assault her.
Right.
And because of the fight that they had, that he was the one that got rid of her. And she had been missing for 3 days, and that's when the private detective showed up and was like, hey, we need to have a talk. The evidence is pointing in your direction. And he... Mm-hmm. Like, you know, brings out the evidence and his cell phones and the evidence.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all been set up on him that he's the one that assaulted this girl. He's freaking out and questioning himself because there's no way he can prove that he's innocent because of all that evidence that he harbored on his phone. It looked like he was some sick perv that assaulted her and was living off of the memories.
When obviously he was the good guy.
Yeah, and it was more than just the cell phone evidence that he had. They had pieces of her clothing that had blood on it that was in there because they had set him up. These students got smart and set him up. So he's getting arrested at the school, and people are finally seeing him and thinking, like, all these rumors about him are true. The students are no longer respecting him. The faculty no longer respects him. He was actually going through, like,
a divorce at the same time and having a relationship with another faculty member who now wants nothing to do with him.
Right.
And he's getting escorted out, and this, you know, this great teacher, professor that people are respecting and loving now is, you know, a common fish that doesn't do extraordinary things, that perhaps he was never extraordinary at all. And this is all what he's internalizing as he's being taken away in a squad car.
Wow.
And at the very end, you see it's said that there's a girl that's chasing the squad car.
Yeah.
And the police get out and describe this girl that she's rugged and covered in mud and she looks like shit. And it ends there. It's the girl.
It's the girl, obviously.
It's the girl that
was...
But you
leave it there to say, is it the girl?
Yeah.
Is it not the girl?
Make people ask the right questions, that this was like the first time I just wrote regular fiction.
Right.
Nothing science fiction or fantasy. It's just regular fiction because everything I write is science fiction.
Right.
Fantasy, it has to do with space or angels, something like that.
Right.
And this one's just something basic and regular, and it had the most feedback in the office.
Well, that's pretty complex. I mean, that's... I like the way that you left it on the fact of, you know, it's very Casablanca. Did she get on the plane? You know?
Yeah.
But was it the girl?
Was it the girl?
Obviously, like in your mind, yes, it is. But you left it at the fact that that is the question.
Yeah.
Like you, in your mind, you said yes, that it, it is. But the beautiful part of that is it? Was it her? Is he going to get off the hook? Is he not? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, and that would be the draw to that is that hanging. And that's the thing that people would discuss. Like, was it? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it was the people were asking the right questions. You know,
right.
I sent it to my friends and people that were in my class, asking the right questions. And
right.
I wasn't getting that with my science fiction, because science fiction can be all over the place.
There's so many. Well, the science fiction, let's face it, there's so many different universes.
Yeah.
There's so many different dimensions. There is no static. There is no static reality.
There's people who ask, like, where's the limit to this? You know, I can't understand it.
And with science fiction, it's limitless. And
yeah,
that's the beauty of it.
There's no form. It's limitless.
This was final, not finite. You know,
mm-hmm.
This was final. The guy's going away.
Yeah.
You know, but you only have one other alternative.
Yeah.
Was it her?
Yes, and that's the great big question about it. The other question was, you know, who the detective was in the story as well.
Well, here's the thing, is that even if it was her,
yeah,
and even if she did say no, he didn't do any of this shit, at that point being labeled, that's it.
That's where you left off.
It doesn't matter if it was her.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if she stopped the car. Didn't matter if she said... He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of the structure of, well, I don't want to get too deep, but
the evidence all pointed to him.
Guilty.
He was set up. He's guilty.
He's
by
guilty
the rumors that went around.
Exactly. That's it.
It was the rumors that went around before the initial argument that they had. The argument happened. Then
right.
She disappears for 3 days.
Right.
Everything is adding up. Then the evidence finally shows up. Then it's all pointing to him. He's screwed.
Yeah.
Nobody
knows. You've got, I don't know how big the school is that you're writing about or whatever, but the collective of the people, let's say it's 20 grown couples. Well, if it's 20 grown couples, at that point, they are already convinced that's it. And no matter what is said or what is,
right.
You know, they covered up by doing this, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to admit to being wrong.
Exactly.
Exactly. So,
there you go.
Especially if they're female.
But thank you. That was a good story. I was actually looking for another finger banging story, but you went way too fucking deep on
me. Technically, there could have been some finger banging involved in that story.
I've said that too many men, is that you went way too fucking deep on me.
It could have happened. There could have been finger banging in that story.
Yeah.
It could be like 13 Reasons Why, the TV show, where it does not filter out the extreme shit that happens. You guys ever watched 13 Reasons Why?
I did not. My wife
did. I have
not.
I've heard wonderful things, and I've read the reviews. And I've looked at the description and said, I don't want to watch this shit.
You know, it's a difficult watch, the first season.
There's a second season?
Yeah, there's a second season that just came out.
13 Reasons Why?
Yeah, there's photographs in this one. So
instead of the tapes.
Yeah, the first one had 13 tapes, 13 people who affected this girl, Hannah Baker's life,
so she that really, made her commit really suicide. Double planned her suicide. Like,
no, triple planned her photographs. You have no idea who's delivering the photographs, and it's not about Hannah in the photographs.
Okay.
It's apparently about other girls that are being assaulted, I guess. Yeah. I'm halfway through the season now, and it's, everyone's on trial, and, you know, I'm not going to spoil anything.
I think it would be exceptionally hard for you to watch having a daughter and everything.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, because I've got one daughter.
Yeah, you know, I don't
I've got one kid, man. All my eggs are in that basket.
I have two healthy young men. But I still refuse to watch like medical miracle shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. I can't watch anything that would remotely
make me think of losing my daughter on
that or
level.
You know, no, I don't care if he had a 75-pound tumor, because if I watch that, one has immediately started to grow in my body.
That would be something that the show would probably scar you and like worry you about.
Yeah,
what could happen
to
your
daughter.
Watched
it, but women watch that shit. They watch people dying and they like that.
It had a very graphic scene of Hannah Baker's suicide.
Mm.
There was a warning at the beginning of the show stating that there's going to be graphic scenes.
Oh, really?
And you can see her literally cutting.
Oh, no, I'm good.
I'm not going to say that either. You can literally see her cutting.
I literally don't want to hear any more about it.
Have you guys watched
It's really nuts.
Huh? Mindhunter. Mindhunter was great.
You know, I like it, but I read all of is it John Douglas, who it's based on?
Yeah, I think so.
John Douglas, it's based on, and Robert Ressler. I read his book first, and he's the one portrayed the older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I read his books and stuff like that on like how they started the behavior and stuff
science,
like that.
Right.
And then John Douglas just overtook him and took all the publicity and basically made Robert Ressler sound like, oh, he was just along for the ride.
Right.
And which is, I think bullshit. I think Robert Ressler had a lot more to do with it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Then
they had to make it like the young hip
guy
with the new ideas. You can't, and you got to have that protagonist. You know,
I thought it was a really good show.
Oh, I don't want to hear it about it.
But
you give me your new ideas.
I just
thought
that the guy playing Holden Ford was
genius.
He was good, but I thought he was a little too soft spoken for John Douglas.
Hmm.
I just thought he was a little too soft spoken, because a guy who is that egotistical to take fucking credit for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess so. All right.
See that David Lee Roth playing.
His playboy philanthropist going on right there.
That's my answer to everything.
Does anybody have questions for Jabril?
Did I say that right?
Jabril.
Yeah. That's as close as you're going to get.
Is this as close as you're going
to
get?
It has to do with my tongue. Apparently, it just doesn't work right. Have you ever heard a Chinese lady try to say Pepsi?
I have had a rush.
They can get the first Pepsi. P. Yeah, they can get the first P out, but not
Think about this
Jabril.
Name. The director.
Jabril is biblical. Lee. Jabril is not. Jabril is like the Quran's depiction of Gabriel.
Oh, really?
Yes. Huh. Jabril is the...
Welcome to Muslim talk, folks.
Yes, a Muslim name, and it's the counterpart angel for Gabriel and Christie.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, were you raised Christian or Muslim?
Muslim.
Okay. Muslim,
yes.
Ah.
So,
okay. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Malaikum salam.
Oh, look at that.
And yet you're drinking beer, sinner.
I got baptized my senior year in high school.
Oh. Okay, so he's Christian.
He's a Christian.
Yeah, Christian.
A Christian.
My father's Muslim.
Yes.
But, you know, he doesn't really care what I am as long as I have a faith.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's like, I really don't care if you have religion. There has to have to, you have to have some sort of faith that drives you.
Yep.
And I was like, that's true. You know, mostly it's more like a faith than me trying to do religion, because I can't do religion.
I follow the dead milkman philosophy, and I believe in swordfish.
I've always said I like the agnostics. Like, they believe there's a higher power, but they don't want to call it God. So we call it Bob.
They're pussies. They're heads in their beds.
Or Bobby for the female.
They're heads in their beds.
Thank you, Bob.
They're atheists without conviction.
Everything that you've given me, because you don't want to call him God. You got to call him Bob. Hey, Bob.
I will say, though, that God on Twitter, hilarious.
I haven't seen that one.
God on Twitter. God on Twitter. Facebook, and it's hilarious.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I followed.
It's the same guy.
I followed on Facebook, like, the people are personifying the characters of 13 Reasons Why and just making a joke of them, and it's very inappropriate. So I'm just watching them go back and forth, and it's like Clay Jensen is now married to Bryce, and Bryce was the rapist in the story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're like, because he was talking. They just make it. Are you listening, Kendrick?
Are you listening, Kendrick? Spoiler country.
Yeah, look at season two's trailer.
Have you seen why Zach Morris is a jerk?
Uh-uh.
Oh, they go through each episode of Saved by the Bell and why Zach Morris is a jerk.
Who does this?
It's on Facebook.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
He is a jerk. But yeah, the Facebook guy is hilarious.
Zach Morris is a real motherfucker. So... is anybody else still listening to us? All right. Nope. There it is. All right.
We got two people watching.
Well, we've had several.
Yeah, most of them. We got two people left.
We bore them out of the way.
I was going to get started with what my science fiction story is actually.
All right. Line us up.
He has a
because
poem.
This is
no poems. Woman. No more poems.
Whoa, man.
This is part of what we do right here. But the other part is this right here.
Right.
And this is going to go out. It's going to be on Stitcher. It's going to be on
iHeartRadio.
It's going to be on TuneIn, iTunes.
We might make 2 cents off
this. It's going to be on Radio Public. It's going to be on Podbean or Beanpod or whatever the fuck that
Podophiles.
Is. Podophiles. Podophiles. Podophiles.
Wow.
Yeah, you're literally going to be... heard by tens of people.
When I was in high school, I was on the radio quite a few times. It's fine.
All right. So anyway, hit us, brother.
All right. So I have a science fiction story. It's called
Star Wars:
The Archaic. There's Archaic. Many publications of the short sequences that are in the River Currents, which thankfully that's awesome because I'd rather not just talk about it and then someone steals the idea. But it's been published. I'm covered there.
So say that again?
It's called The Archaic. It's about an half-angel, half-god being that has been resurrected on Earth to deal with the fall of angels. And if anyone's like, oh, fall of angels, supernatural. This happened well before Supernatural Season 9.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed when it happened. I was like, are you kidding me?
Supernatural I had a dogma.
I had a fall of angels before you, Season 9. But it's my own iteration.
You know how many jokes I've done? I've done so many jokes, and then I'll be watching like the stand-up, and they'll be doing my bit that I did like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, motherfucker! And my wife will be like, Mark, look!
There's your joke, but you're not making any money off of it.
I'm not making nothing on it, but these... fuckers that it's famous is.
I won't go on the whole synopsis, but the story that is published, it's called The Bloodlust of a Savior, and it's about the character that I was just mentioning. His name is Rydak. He has been called back to interview, or interrogate, I should say.
Why is it always like Rydak? Why is it never like Bob?
Because Ryback was taken by the WWF.
Okay,
got Ryback? It's Rydak.
So, cool note on this. A fallen angel named Terry.
Yeah. Fallen angel named Terry. Smith.
Exactly. Bob Jones.
So, he was the 13th apostle.
Bob Jones.
Rydak is actually my middle name backwards. So my middle name is another Muslim name. It's Qadir. It's Q-A-D-I-R.
There it is.
So it's just backwards.
That's what I was asking for earlier.
Yeah.
Because I was lost. I knew the last name was Church, but I couldn't remember the middle part.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have a full Muslim name, and then it's weird because my brother's is African.
Yeah.
So his is Zaire Akeem, and then my sister is Yamira Essence. So we have very ethnic different names.
Right. And mine is Alan. So I think it's.
Yeah, I can top that.
Illinoisan.
My middle
or
name.
Or maybe Kentuckian. I'm not sure. I haven't gone back that
my
far.
Middle my middle name is Jay.
Jay.
So it's Good Timesian.
Good Timesian?
Yeah.
So it's JJ.
JJ.
JJ Roach.
Yes, J. I am Dynomite.
So you are
Dynomite!
If I had a dollar for every goddamn time I've heard that.
My name is Mark, and my sister's name is Mindy. So growing up in the late 80s, or early 80s, it was Mark and Mindy.
I know a guy.
Their heads would fucking explode. They couldn't get it out of their mouth fast enough. They're going, Morgan Mindy.
Morgan Mindy. I know a guy who laughed for 30 minutes the first time he heard that.
Is there?
Yeah. We were at work, remember?
Your dad was a mean fucker.
Remember? I laughed and laughed and laughed. And then I'd stop laughing, and then I'd say, Mark and Mindy! Yeah. Ah! Our parents are horrible! We have sitcom parents! Rotten hell!
I could never experience that. We've all got ethnic names. We all have ethnic names in my family, so we never experience that.
I'm writing a sitcom with Jabril. Jabril Quadir.
Mine goes all the way back to Indiana.
You know, it's going to be like Steve Urkel. That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Did I do that? Well, Rydek had just been called in to do an interrogation to Asher, who happens to be the orchestrator of the War on Earth in the first book. This is the second book that has been published. And it starts off with him talking to his brother, Hezekiah. Hezekiah had been running the operation for a while now, but the only person that Asher wanted to speak with was Rydek. Rydek was off on a doing another mission, which was assisting the goddess of the moon. Yes, it's like Selene type of goddess. She is the goddess daughter of Selene. Her name is Artemis. So just like the Greek, just like the Greeks, Artemis. But he had returned, and he was being briefed by his brother, and they had walked into the academy courtyard, police academy courtyard, where there was a lion, and his brother could breathe blue fire.
Yeah.
So this is that kind of a science fiction story where you have elemental abilities. His brother breathed blue fire into the nostrils of the tiger, which opened up a staircase that cascaded down into the darkness, where in the darkness you could see several pillars that had symbols on them that lit up with blue fire. And these were being upkept by these officers that could also use the ability of blue fire. And it's a magic that was used to contain the prisoner, Asher, who could easily escape using his abilities. His abilities pertain to a puppeteering ability. If you were to exhibit an emotion, he'd be able to control
puppeteering.
You.
What do you mean by a puppeteering ability?
For him, I was getting right into it. He could control you if you experience an emotional change.
Yeah.
So if you got too emotional, he'd be able to like basically hook, line, and sinker, get you into his grasp and control you.
Okay.
Physically, like a puppet, get you to do his bidding. And that was the one thing that they were trying to control, was him not doing that, because he's already done enough damage unbeknownst to Rydek, but his brother had already known what happened.
Okay.
So he sees the prisoner in a boxed room, and on the two-way glass that they can see through to him, and he can't, Asher can't, of course, see to them. They have an officer that is typing on the glass. So it's one of those touchpad glasses where it's like a hologram that pops up, and he's able to type on it and then monitor the vitals of the prisoner and stuff like that.
It sounds like a really good comic book.
Let me give a couple quick shout outs. hold on. Tom Dwyer, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. Ray Lee, your middle name should be Filbert. And Sam McClain from Sam, Just Talking with Sam podcast is on with us.
Detroit in the house.
Detroit in the house. All right. So anyway, back into it.
Detroit. Detroit becoming human. That's
a
nice game.
Tom Dwyer. Big Daddy.
So he enters the room to interrogate Asher, and Asher is looking like shit. Long hair that's definitely have not been kept upright, and he's completely dirty. So this man has not had any scapegoating from the war. So he's been on the run.
Yeah.
And everyone's been looking for him since the war ended on Earth. They're no longer on Earth, actually. They're actually on a different planet called Tanis.
Holy shit.
Because the Earth had been destroyed, so to speak.
We've got a lot of levels here.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of levels.
I'm going to have to read this.
You're going to have to read this. It's in the River Currents. It's there for you to read.
Are you online? Is this where they can download it, or
it should be online for like if you go through the Ivy Leader College? No, it should be all
on
that.
It's free, motherfuckers.
It should be all on that. If not, I'll talk to the the advisor Tracy and get her to upload it on there.
Is that right?
And everyone should be able to read it, because that's our thing, is that whatever is being published will go online as well for people to read.
Okay.
So if it's right. not up there, I'll make sure it's up there, because it really does touch on so many levels.
We're pretty lazy, to be honest.
That's right.
It touches on so many levels.
That's like almost 5 miles away from here.
Yeah.
I pass it on my way home.
Well, I'll tell you what. Jabril, this has been the most in-depth, by far, my worst holiday that we've ever done.
Yes.
You are probably the most intellectual person that we've...
Next to Dave Chaffee.
Next to Dave Chaffee. Dave Chaffee is very intellectual. And Sam
also
Sam
loquacious.
McClain is a fucking genius.
Oh, I love Sam McClain.
Because, you put him on and you say hello. And the rest of the show is Sam McClain's.
Yeah, pretty much. we've said hello to Sam, then went and watched a movie.
I'm trying not to be too.
Yeah, exactly. We went and did some shopping, we come back, and Sam has absolutely killed everybody.
Yeah,
in the
and Sam has, those are our best podcasts.
Right.
Because there's very little of us.
It's been great being on. I didn't want to be too loquacious and talk too much. I was
using words like loquacious.
Yep, you are the first person to ever use loquacious.
Exactly.
I am an author and a writer.
You are an author and a writer.
You're
absolutely brilliant, man.
I like $10 words, though. So.
I didn't want to be too talkative and be, a nagging wife. Word.
No. But I tell you what, this is what I'm going to do right now. I want you to explain to people how they can get everything that you write.
Sneak into IVCC.
What do you got going on, and how they can find you, and how they can best promote you.
Go to right. Social Kitchen, tip huge.
Yeah, go to Social Kitchen.
Yes, please. Go to Social Kitchen,
food.
Eat
so,
the
so
food.
I
may be serving you.
Try that fucking tuna thing. The tuna.
Tuna poke bowl or the tuna nachos?
There's
your tuna nachos and there's the
tuna
poke bowl.
Tartar.
The tuna. Yeah, but the tuna nachos.
Yeah, I didn't know
amazing.
About the nachos.
Yeah, there's a seared tuna nachos that
it looks
we
like
do.
We,
yeah, no, I'm talking
and
about
then,
the raw shit. The
yeah,
tuna,
the
tuna
poke bowl.
Exactly.
It has rice.
Yeah.
It's a ball
tuna
of rice
tartar.
In the center.
Yeah.
There's soy sauce and then your tuna.
The
tuna
the floor
nachos.
Is,
we
the
may
floor
have to go
yours,
on a field trip.
And go ahead and explain to people where they can find you, where they can read anything that you have.
Exactly.
And
where they can tip you.
Yes.
Where they can tip you.
Where you can tip me.
Where they can send you money. If you got a Patreon account, I would love that.
Where they can experience the first, the park.
The park, exactly. Where can they go to get a handy from your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, what park does she hang out at?
Exactly.
Ask him for a friend.
Yeah.
An older friend that she likes.
That she likes.
All right,
all
right.
As long as you have money.
First name and middle name are the same.
I'm pretty sure she's looking for a sugar daddy.
He's more of a salt daddy.
Yeah. If she's talking money, like $20.
Exactly. She's more.
You need gas money.
He's more of a dust daddy.
To be able to find any of my work, there is the newspaper, the Ivy Leader newspaper for IVCC. It's just ivyleader.com.
Which is Illinois Valley Community College.
Yes. IVLEADER.com. As it loads at the top right, there will be a search bar. You can just search my last name, Church. It'll pull up everything that I've been writing for the past year and a half. So you'll see anything as far as me covering sports events to talking about the movie Black Panther and what it symbolizes, or what the black superheroes have been trying to teach us as well. If you were looking to read any of my creative work as poetry or creative writing, the River Current should have that, so that would be through ivcc.edu. Go through to the top right for the search engine, type in River Currents, and it'll take you straight to a link to it. You click on the link, it'll open up River Currents. There should be an option at the top of the page that tells you to go to their WordPress. The WordPress will have every bit of publication. If not, I'll tell Tracy and she'll put it up there, so you guys will have that option to be able to download it or open it up on a WordPress and read it yourself.
And what's your email again?
My email is jchurch52@hotmail.com. You can always ask me any questions
send
about
pictures
it.
To
yeah.
us.
Yeah, send nudes.
Send nudes.
Yeah, he's going to get them. We're not. Young, handsome, young
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's better
yeah.
looking than us.
Yeah.
That dude's going to get so many titty pictures.
Yeah.
I don't know how my girlfriend would feel about that. She'd be very disappointed.
She doesn't have to look at your email.
She'd be disappointed she didn't get the titty pictures.
So, next week on My Worst Holiday is Jabril's girlfriend.
So, I'm tuning in for that, folks. I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar. And as always, you can find us at myworstholiday.com.
Send boo pictures.
Hold on. You can find us at myworstholiday@gmail.com.
Send boo pictures.
There it is. And you can see us on iTunes. Not see us. Hear us. You can hear us on iTunes. You can hear us on Stitcher. You can hear us
Rate us. Leave reviews. Tell us, good or bad, we don't really give a shit.
Exactly. Rate and review. iHeartRadio and...
We're fine with constructive criticism.
Tune in. Yeah, that's right. Fucking tune in.
And tune in.
And everybody else can go fuck themselves. Oh, wait a sec. Radio Public.
Radio Public.
If you listen to us on Radio Public... We get a clean 2 cents every time. Hey, Bob Tracy's finally fucking joined us. You fucking prick. We're just fucking ended up, and now you fucking join us?
Now we got to...
You fucking douchebag.
Now we got to start all over.
You know what?
I really love you, Bob. I really do. You're the fucking best. So, anyway...
If we could just get a sponsor here.
Sponsored by Foster's.
We're not really because Australian beer.
Unless you actually talk to a fucking Australian and then they say, what the fuck is Foster's?
If you're watching Foster's, sponsor.
Exactly. So, from a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this has been My Worst Holiday!
Good night, everybody.